This is USA News. I'm Lou Flores. Former President Trump is declining to say whether or not he still supports Kevin McCarthy's bid for House Speaker. In a short conversation with NBC News, Trump says, "We'll see what happens," when asked if he'll be supporting the GOP leader. McCarthy was previously endorsed by the former president for the role. After three rounds of voting, McCarthy was unable to get the 218 votes needed to become Speaker before the House adjourned due to opposition from hardline Republicans. Another round of voting is set for Wednesday. Dangerous weather is disrupting the lives of millions of people all over the U.S. Parts of Louisiana and Arkansas saw damage from tornadoes, with over 20 million people on severe weather alerts across the South. Winter weather is hitting the Midwest, with areas of South Dakota seeing almost 2 feet of snow, with travel warnings also across Minnesota and Wisconsin. Over 20 states are under alert for flooding, rain, and high winds, including California, where heavy rain is moving into the Bay Area on Wednesday before moving to the Los Angeles area. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is still in a Cincinnati hospital after having to be resuscitated twice. That's according to his uncle, who told CNN Tuesday that his nephew remains sedated and on a ventilator. The Bills confirmed he suffered cardiac arrest and on the field during Monday night's game against the Bengals and remains in ICU. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee will release the minutes of its latest meeting on Wednesday, providing a glimpse into where the Fed sees inflation and interest rates heading. Also due out Wednesday is a November job opening report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The report is expected to show 10 million openings in November, a slight drop from the prior month. Nobody won the jackpot in Tuesday's lottery drawing, which was worth $785 million. So the jackpot will roll over to the next Mega Millions drawing on Friday and will be worth an estimated $940 million, making it the sixth biggest lottery jackpot ever. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Dangerous weather is disrupting the lives of millions of people all over the U.S. Parts of Louisiana and Arkansas saw damage from tornadoes, with over 20 million people on severe weather alerts across the South. Winter weather is hitting the Midwest, with areas of South Dakota seeing almost 2 feet of snow, with travel warnings also across Minnesota and Wisconsin. Over 20 states are under alert for flooding, rain, and high winds, including California, where heavy rain is moving into the Bay Area on Wednesday before moving to the Los Angeles area. The House is adjourning until Wednesday after House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failed to secure the speakership despite three rounds of voting. McCarthy was unable to get the 218 votes needed to become Speaker due to opposition from hardline Republicans. The House hasn't needed more than one vote to elect a Speaker in a century. McCarthy has vowed to continue fighting for the position, while conservative opponents say they're committed to changing the status quo no matter how many rounds of voting it takes. A federal task force is being launched to recover assets of victims of FTX. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office announced the creation of the FTX Task Force the same day the bankrupt cryptos exchange former CEO pleaded not guilty to federal fraud charges. In a statement, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney describes the task force as an all-hands-on-deck moment. The Security and Exchange Commission estimates FTX customers lost over $8 billion. The Golden Globes are announcing the presenters for this year's award show. Among those presenting include Ana de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Billy Porter, Quentin Tarantino, and Tracy Morgan. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.